This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogel from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. Michael Houston from Lindholm Roofing and Ray Kaplan of the Kaplan Law Firm. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. We got a packed show, so let's light this candle. Oh, what, buddy? How many miles are in Chicago? 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We got a packed show, so let's just get right to it. Ray Kaplan.
Yes.
You have a lot. I got two pages of things that you want to talk to. Every time we invited you on, you were traveling.
That's okay. Yeah, why would you blame her? Yeah, that's awesome.
Be nice.
I hope it was just for fun.
It was for me. It was a conference for my husband, so work for him, but I just tag along and fun for me.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Did I get invite? Even like, hey, what are you doing next week? Nothing.
Okay.
Live literally 4.2 miles from her. You think I'd get a look.
At least you're not salty about it.
I'm not. I keep my feelings. You
don't talk about them on air, which is great.
Three of my doctors said I shouldn't talk about it. The other one said I should. So we're going to go with the one that said I should.
Okay.
You
got a team. You got a
panel. I got a whole panel.
I bet you do.
Yes.
You guys should plan a trip to Stockholm, though. It was really beautiful. Mm. A lot of reindeer served.
A lot of reindeer?
Mm-hmm. Huh. Yeah, it's like a big deal. They eat a lot of reindeer.
Oh, they eat the reindeer.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Yeah, but it's actually good. I mean, the restaurants are great. It's a really cool
place. That's great. Well, there's what? 26, 20, 30 some, 40 days. A lot of kids listening right now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just eating reindeer in Stockholm. That's not great.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. Well, nice job, right?
Perfect. Well, that's timing. The North Pole. We don't have to worry about that.
Stockholm. Yeah.
Different reindeers.
Yeah. I went to Columbus. Ray goes to Stockholm. I go to Columbus.
That's okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Big difference. Right. What are we talking about, Ray?
So what I wanted to talk about were all of the changes that are coming up under the new Trump administration. And a lot of these changes don't actually take effect until July. So we have a window of time here, about 7 months, that is really going to be crucial for people, where if you don't do anything between now and July, you could see your payment go from $300 a month to about $3,000 a month in many cases. This is really going to hit people who have Parent PLUS loans. There are about 3.8 million Parent PLUS borrowers in the U.S. And I think about 1.5 million of them are in Illinois. And they're going to be shocked. And nobody really knows that this is happening because the rule doesn't take effect until July 1st. So we're really trying to get the word out there. You need to take action now to preserve your income-driven repayment plan. If not, you'll be kicked out.
This is throughout the entire country.
Throughout the entire country.
I got a guy, Nick, listening in Columbus right now. Met me at the event and came up, started asking. So there's a lot of things that we talk about. He's got a radio show, what he calls a radio show. It's not really a radio show, but he's listening right now, trying to learn how to master it like I have. And we wish him well. So, but what you're talking about here, he's a good guy. He's all right.
Nice. I'm sure he's a great guy.
He's a great guy. Yeah. Wow. He's got sweaty palms. He shook my hand. I'm like, what's with the sweaty palms? He's like, I'm nervous.
That could be a thing. Oh, because you're a celebrity. He's just meeting you.
I'm like, they've got those shots that they do.
They do have the shots.
The Botox. Yeah. I'm like, you ever think of doing Botox in your hands? It's very clammy. Yeah. Very weird. So, but he's sitting in Columbus right now, and I'm sure he's got student loans with borrowers with student loans. It applies to him as well all over the United States.
Yeah, absolutely. This is really going to hit people very hard, so much so that I'm actually thinking that if I had to have a crystal ball, when this actually takes impact and all of the changes that are being made to the student loan laws, a lot of grad schools and different programs are going to have to shut down because they're going to be limiting the amount that parents can borrow and grad students can borrow. And then all of these parents are going to be locked out of good repayment plans and forgiveness options. And I think it's going to be bad for the economy. And so I'm hoping that what's going to happen is it's going to be very unpopular, and then hopefully they'll change the law. But right now we just have to go with what the new law is, the new legislation, and just be as careful as we can. So if you have Parent PLUS loans, now is a really important time to take action. But I will say, you have to be careful that you're not taking the wrong action.
Phone number?
312-294-8989.
312-981-7200. Some MegaPros call, text, and photo line. So you got any questions for text for any of the experts, send it. We'll be here for the next 3 hours. Mike, what are you talking about?
I'm going to talk about the fact that the weather's obviously changing. We're going from fall to winter, and there's only so much time left to get things done around your home.
Phone number for our listeners want to reach out?
773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com.
Rich Dykstra, Hall of Fame heating and air conditioning savant. Yes, how long have you been doing heating and air? How old are you?
100 years I've been doing it.
Yeah. What are you, 61?
71.
So your father was in heating and air conditioning your grandfather.
My grandfather, my father, then I took it over.
Gosh. So over 100 years.
I want to know what heating and cooling looked like when your grandfather was doing heat. Was it like just, was it oil?
Probably boilers.
Yeah, boilers.
A lot of boilers, oil heat.
Oil heat.
Oil heat and that's ice for the air conditioning.
And ice.
Super efficient. Yeah. Well, yeah. Super safe. Yeah.
Sure. Ice melted, though, it kind of lost its
effect. That's wild. Yeah. Well, sure. Yeah, exactly.
What are you talking about today, Mr. Dykstra?
I'm going to be talking about furnace fraud. And what you should be doing for your furnace this time of year.
Okay. Phone number if our listeners want to reach out to you.
708-417-7391.
MegaPros Jeremy, MegaPros Home Improvement. Your hair is looking exceptionally tremendous.
Thank you. That's what you said. Yeah. So any listeners that want to see it live, they can. Right. So
yeah, go to Facebook.
Go to Facebook and you can see it.
Home Chicago. Yeah.
I'm just here for our listeners. We have a couple hours. If you have questions, call in. If you have questions about the winter, I love that idea of just what you could do to prepare your home for the season, because it's coming. Winter is coming.
They're predicting snow this weekend.
They are.
So I was thinking about going to the Bears game. Then I heard that. I'm like, yeah, hard no. That's not happening.
Isn't it nice to just watch it in the comfort of your own home, especially when the weather's bad? I know that that's the wrong thing to say, but
I'd rather watch it from like a beach.
Yeah,
you know, like
you don't even know we have a football team.
Yeah, there's one.
Yeah.
It's an animal name.
My partner's coming in from South Carolina.
He's
bringing his wife, who's a gigantic Giants fan, and his son. So I got four seats behind the Giants bench. 9 rows back of the 50-yard line.
So it's awesome.
It's awesome. Okay. Right, those are great seats.
But it's going to be cold.
It's going to be like 30 degrees.
That sounds miserable. Your beer is going to freeze.
I don't drink beer.
I know you don't drink beer.
And my beer's not going to freeze.
Okay. Their beer's going to drink.
I'm going to be on my couch.
Your Diet Coke's going to freeze.
Yeah, my Diet Coke. Yeah. I don't understand that. All right. If our listeners want to reach out to you, Jeremy, they just go there?
Yep. They're not going to go there, but
no,
I like
that's
that.
Mr. Floor. Yeah, they could go there. All right. We're going to take a quick break, come back with the Centerguard
mailbag.
I'm loaded this week with information. Tax bills are coming out next Friday. Tony Preckwinkle finally did her job, and so did Fritz Kagi. Got Maria Pappas, our treasurer, the information so we could send out tax bills, which is a relief. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Zoom, Chicago at 720 WGN. Centerguard Plumbing, the only plumbing company that I trust to touch my pipes, Jeremy, that are in my house.
It's true.
Not those.
And mine, too.
And your house.
And my house.
And a lot of our listeners' house.
Yeah. And my house, too.
Your house, too.
Hey. My house, too.
Have you had them in your house yet? Have you had any plumbing challenges?
Not yet, but if I do, that's what I call.
Yep. Right. Well, that's very nice. Breaking news on Thursday. Ben, you got Nightline ready to go? Ben, hit it. We got special production made up for this.
Oh. Or no. Okay. He's working on it.
All right, we don't have it ready. That's good.
That's okay.
All right. So Tony Preckwinkle is sending the tax bills out. This got the information, Maria Pappas, our good friend of the show, Maria Pappas, treasurer of Cook County. This week, bills are being printed. I talked to Maria. Bills are being printed, and they're being mailed out on Friday.
I thought they had some fancy software system.
They did have
the
software.
There was no printing needed. Everything was going to be electronic. Everything, like,
you still got to print the bills.
Oh, you got to print them.
So the software was to make sure that the information for the bills got transferred to the assessor. Then the assessor was able to turn it around and give it to the treasurer.
Efficiency. Right. That was the whole
100%
idea.
100% efficient.
Got it. Okay.
Right. Because it's Cook County.
Sure.
So we heard something confirmed with Maria. She's like, yep, we're printing them this week, and they're going out on the 14th. 137 days late from when they should have gone out. 106 days past due. 129 days until the residents of Cook County could vote Tony Preckwinkle out of office and Fritz Kagi out of office.
Okay.
I will take a baby cow and a baby llama to run the county and to run the assessor's office over these two clowns that are running. Sure. And thank God we have good candidates. Okay. Hines is running against Kagi. in the assessor's office, and we got our good friend Alderman Riley running against Tony Preckwinkle. We had him on the show. I invited Tony on again, radio silent. Mm-hmm. Okay? You know what happened? If I said this a couple weeks ago. I got my taxes done a week early. My accountant paid it online for the state and the federal online. A week later, I get a letter from the state and the federal saying my accountant did something, miscalculated my income,
sure,
shorted them money. I owe them not only this, but I owe them a penalty of that. You know what I did? I wrote a check. I went online. I paid the federal with the check. I paid the state online. Gone. Yeah. These clowns, 126 days, I was early, and I miscalculated my income, and I got slammed. Mm-hmm. I paid an extra $500 in fees for both of them. $500 to the state and $500 to Fed. Cost me an extra G-note,
sure,
because my accountant miscalculated something. I'm like, hey, Tony, why don't we like send him a little extra money, and then I get a check back.
Yeah, okay? Wouldn't that be nice?
These clowns, 106 days.
And
so,
nothing.
So I want a big shout-out. Thank you to our listeners, okay? If you know how I can register, and I'm on November 20th is the next county board meeting. I learned that I have to submit a comment section on November 19th. I haven't figured out where to go to submit a slip to speak. There's a 3-minute public hearing, right?
Okay.
You know, public comments. I cannot find where to submit that. So if somebody can, this 58-year technologically challenged nincompoop that could do a loan blindfolded, having 7 trucks run over me with my hands tied behind my back and blindfolded, I can't find where in the county I have to go to put a slip in to request to make a comment on the 20th. Okay,
did you check ChatGPT?
Yes, that's I did. I can't find it. So that's that. All right, let's keep going. Sure. All right, divorced lady last night going through a divorce. Living in a $1.1 million condo downtown Chicago. Okay, she's got a $500,000 mortgage. She's freaking out. 16-year-old kid. She's living in the condo with her husband, right? So that's a little awkward. I did that when I was on the outs with my ex as well. You know, I took the top. She took downstairs, and that came out wrong. I took downstairs. She took upstairs, and, you know, we cohabitated, right? So she's like, how do I get rid of this guy? Do I have to refinance? She's got a 3.5% loan. I'm like, you don't need to refinance. So I explained to her, again, to our listeners that have friends, her friend referred her. Here is the deal. If you have an amicable split, and in this case, it's the man that's moving out because she's making some pretty good dough. Okay, he's been unemployed for a long period of time, and so that's the relationship. She wants to stay in the condo for another year and a half to get her son through high school, boom, as soon as he gets graduating, puts the house condo on the market, she's gone. Okay? She's freaking out. She got a 3% mortgage. She thinks she's going to go into the sixes today. I'm like, dead stop. You don't have to refinance. So I explained to her, and I sent her a email with the language, as long as it's an amicable split, right? He's going to get a couple hundred G's, Ray, out of the deal because he's got equity in the home. Okay? He's going to get a couple hundred G's. She does not have to refinance if there's language with the attorneys that the lady staying in the house is going to be responsible for the principal, interest, taxes, assurance, and association dues, and the upkeep of the condo. As long as that's in a legal document, this guy could then take that legal document, even though his name is still on the mortgage, and he's going to quit claim his name off of the title at the completion, at the finalization of the marriage.
Right.
He now has a legal document that's recorded in Cook County that he could take to a lender and say, okay, yeah, there's a $6,000 payment on the condo with the principal, interest, tax, insurance assessment, and all that. It doesn't have to be counted against him.
Right. So he would just take the marital settlement agreement, the final order of the divorce.
Give it to the lender.
Give it to the lender.
And the underwriter will see it, absolve him of the payment.
Right.
Piece of cake. Now, the only risk is if the wife, who's got 800 credit score, decides for some whatever reason to start missing mortgage payments, then not only does she go down, he goes down, but there's a very, very small chance.
Sure.
Okay, so that just happened last night. Got a call as I was picking up my new car. I got the AMC Eagle used car lot, Jeremy, from the 80s. It's a cool-looking car. I got the MAG wheels.
Nice.
Yeah. It's got 375,000 miles on it. Runs like a dream. Two sisters called me. Okay, one sister lives here, and the other sister lives in Ohio. All right. Mom owns both sides of a townhouse, fee simple townhouse. Okay, I grew up in a townhouse, so I know these really well. She was renting one out. Long story short, she's got money coming in. She's got a lot of debt. Midnight move out. She hasn't had rent coming in 6 months. Now she's over her skis. So they wanted to help mom out. So we're going to help the sister in Ohio buy the house as a second home to be next to mom and to come and visit and not use it as a rental anymore. And then she now has got, it's like a $300,000 condo in Arlington Heights, a $300,000 townhouse in Arlington Heights that mom owns free and clear.
Nice.
Whoop.
Great.
Okay. Right? Easy.
Easy. So we're going to, so the daughter's going to come in. These are real life things that happened yesterday.
People helping people.
People helping people. Then I get a call. Listen to this. I get a call from a renter who's looking to buy a home. 28-year-old kid. Sound familiar, Rich? You've got, you've got a 26-year-old granddaughter that plays professional soccer. Used to play for the Fire here.
For the Red Stars.
Red Stars here. Now she's out in Utah. Can't keep her knees straight. She's always out with bad knees.
Yeah.
It's a Dykstra thing. So he passed it on. Well, he passed it on to his granddaughter. Okay. Granddaughter's an all-star defender with Dykstra knees.
Sure.
So she's got brand new knees now. Okay. So here's the story.
Yeah.
This 28-year-old kid calls me. I don't know where to start. My lease is up in 6 months. I have money saved for a down payment. Great. Mm-hmm. I got a great job. Fantastic. No credit. He's been using his debit card. These 20-year-olds are just, it's a whole generation. They don't know anything about credit.
They don't want debt, Dave.
It's not that they don't.
I know, but that's what they fear.
They don't understand.
They don't understand.
They don't understand. Okay, thank you. They don't understand.
This kid's using his debit card for Apple Pay. Take your Apple Pay and stuff it. Sure. Right? You're not getting any credit.
Yeah. So it's not even about points.
It's not even about points.
Yeah. Yep.
So I hooked him up with King County Teachers Credit Union.
Oh, nice. On that secured
credit card.
Cool.
We got two Team Hochberg secured credit cards going out to him. He gave him a G note. He's got $2,500. He put $1,000 in a secured loan, so we got a secured loan going. He'll have three lines built up over the next 6 months. He'll be able to buy a home.
Will that do it in 6 months with that design?
Yes.
For real?
Yes.
Wow, that's cool.
It won't do it in 60 days, but it'll do it in 180 days.
Okay. Oh, that's really cool.
And last but not least, I've got a guy who called when I was... I know I got to go to News Relax. This is very important. I got a guy buying a home, right? He needed a bridge loan. I now have a product that will enable me to eliminate the current mortgage payment and allow you, the listener, to buy a new home.
So I kind of want to find out more about that.
Yeah, it's kind of like a bridge loan type. Yeah. It's huge.
Yeah.
Game changer. This guy, Nick, the guy with the sweaty palms, told me all about it, and he's closed like five or six of these transactions. I'm like, I'm glad you guys in Ohio are keeping all the good stuff away from the guys in the Midwest, right?
That's huge.
That's huge.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I just want to pass that on. This has been the mailbag segment sponsored by Centigard, the only plumbing company that I trust to touch the pipes, Dykstra, that are in my home. We're going to take a quick break, come back with the Ray Kaplan after these messages. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGM. It's Veterans Day this Monday. Michael is a Navy veteran. Thank you, Michael, for your service, buddy.
Thanks, Dave.
How long did you serve in the Navy?
6 years.
God bless you. And you've got screwed up knees, and the VA just did one, and you're scheduled to get the other one replaced January, February.
After the first of the year, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for your service. That was the Army. To all the men and women in the Army, thank you for your service. We appreciate what you did so we could do what we do now. And in case I haven't mentioned it, because I haven't, Jeremy, I'm hosting again for Bob Surratt because he did such an amazing job on Black Friday. And, yep.
You really did.
I did.
Yeah. What time did you have to be down here? Like 4 in the morning?
4:30. Yeah. No, but it's all right.
I remember I got that invite.
Yeah, it's worth it. I enjoy it. Yeah. So Mike is going to try to locate a veteran psychiatrist that helps veterans going through PTSD during the holidays.
Okay.
So Mike has helped me on that. So thank you.
I got that.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, nice.
Let's talk about student loans, Ray Kaplan. You said something at the beginning of the show, 3.8 million Parent PLUS loans, 1.6 million of them are held by people in Illinois, which is just 3.8, that's like
bonkers.
40%. That's
right.
How does that happen?
I think that in a lot of the bigger cities, more people borrow federal Parent PLUS loans for some reason. That seems to be the way it's distributed. It's hard to get those numbers, but I know there are 3.8 million federal Parent PLUS borrowers in the U.S., and they say 1.6 million of those are just in Illinois.
I'll tell you what. My daughter, Natalie, is going. She's a senior. Mm-hmm. So they've got it dialed in at Glenbrook North High School. Dialed in.
Yep.
Right. She got the email. Dad, I got to do the FAFSA. I'm like, all right. So she does her thing. Then I get a code, and she's like, you know, Dad, what's your net worth? I'm like, I'll take care of this. Now. Like,
how much? $1. Money?
Yeah.
Well, like, what day is it?
Yeah. I'm like, I'm not dead yet. Right.
Yeah, depends. Yeah. Exactly.
You know,
depends.
You know, she's like, well, I'll fill it out for you. I'm like, yeah. Hard stop. I'll take care of that, sweetheart. So, but they got it dialed in.
Right.
Dialed in.
Yeah. Some schools are really good about that. Others, not so much.
Well, we're in Illinois. Mm-hmm. It makes sense. And yep. Glenbrook North is a go to college factory.
Right.
Okay. They encourage everybody to go to college, which, all right, whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. Some kids should go to college and some kids should go to trade school.
Absolutely.
To be a roofer or to be a HVAC, to be a plumber.
How about a carpenter? Can we say carpenter,
you
please?
You could say a carpenter. Yeah,
a lot of carpenters. We need a lot of carpenters out there.
A mechanic. Yeah. You know, there's.
Make good money. Don't start off life with debt.
Yeah.
Right.
Hello.
Absolutely.
Learn a skill.
Yeah. Yep. Apprenticeship.
Plus, it'll save you money when you get a house.
Mm-hmm. One of the guys on my team, son, graduated high school, smart kid, not a college, not, it wasn't in him.
Yeah.
He's going to be a union apprentice. Within 5 years, this kid's going to be making six figures.
If not sooner.
Zero debt.
Yep.
And be working his way up the ladder because the average age of the people in the union that he's going to be working for are like 55, 60 years old.
Sure.
Okay, so they're aging and they're not climbing up on ladders and you know these guys got great pensions. A lot of great bennies.
Pretty cush.
Yep.
He's going
to
be
paid. They get paid to go to school.
It gets paid and I don't know how cush, you still got to work your tongue off, but you still got a job.
Yeah.
Right? Look outside what's happening. Millions of people losing their jobs now.
Yep.
Okay, so let's get back to this.
Yep.
$1.7 trillion worth of student loan debt. I saw that too.
Yep.
That's not a little mashugi. That's bananas.
It's bananas. And so when people out there are saying, you know, oh, are they going to forgive all the student loan debt? Absolutely not, because it's a huge asset of the government. So they make money on that debt and on borrowers paying these monthly payments. So they're never going to get rid of student loans. That is a crazy pipe dream. But there's so much out there about forgiveness that in the ether out there, people start to think they're probably just going to forgive all the student loans. Those days are over.
Can I share something with you?
Yes.
The U.S. now has, I follow the Kobayashi letter, which is a great follow on Twitter, a record $18.6 trillion in household debt. Hold on. Record $13.1 trillion in mortgages. A record $1.7 trillion in auto loans. And by the way,
Illinois?
This is our country.
Our country. Thank you.
Okay. If this was Illinois, more screwed.
Yeah, okay, got it.
The number of delinquencies in auto loans is over 6%. Okay?
Huh.
So high interest rate, subprime auto loans, the delinquencies is over 6% now. Record $1.7 trillion in student loan. It was number four on the list.
Right.
I took this because of you. I took a picture. Record $1.2 trillion in credit card debt. Total household debt is now up 60% over the past 10 years, and total credit card debt is up over 50% since 2020.
Wow.
Meanwhile, delinquency rates on subprime auto loans are now at a record 6.1%. This is where I found it. So why does Ray Kaplan on a home show here at WGN? Because the number four debt factor in the United States right now is $1.7 trillion in student loan debt. For anybody looking to try to secure a mortgage, that is a Siamese twin elephant standing in the middle of your path to try to buy a house or to refinance a home.
You need someone to help you reduce or eliminate that debt, and that's really what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are ways to do it. But you have to know how the law applies to you and your loans and what you can do and what you can't do and what kind of loans you should take out and should not take out. A big part of our practice is preventing people from making big mistakes, from, you know, borrowing the wrong type of loans, borrowing the wrong loans in the wrong person's name. There are so many ways that you can structure it so that you can eliminate the debt when you need to.
One of my neighbors, who I did her loan when she was married. They got divorced. We did her loan after she got married, after she got divorced, and refinanced her during COVID. Great. Okay. Good friend of mine lives between us. Mm-hmm. Okay. I live 3 miles from you. She lives 1.5 from me and 1.5 from you.
Cause it's good math.
Right. Lives basically right in the middle of where Ray and I live.
Calls
me up, says, hey, I need help. Her daughter goes to school with my daughter, GBN, Glenbrook North, mm-hmm. same age.
Yep.
She's like, hey, I'm divorced. I make this amount of money. I got that. She got great credit. Listen, I know what she's got, right? Because I did her loan.
Yeah.
Okay. Very, very. She got a great job. She's got, I have no idea how I'm going to pay for college. And she's praying that her daughter goes to Illinois because you get in-state school tuition and it's like 20, 30 grand instead of my other daughter wanted to go to Iowa, it's $60,000, $65,000.
Or my friend whose kid is at NYU, it's $90,000.
Forget about it. Yep. Right, right. 90 G's. I got my urologist, Dr. McGuire. His son, his, you know, 32. He got 32 on his ACT. He worked for me one summer. We call him 32. he went to NIUT. He said, tell me, 60
yeah.
G's.
Yeah.
So how do our listeners overcome those challenges and plan for that? Let's talk about planning before the break.
Yep. Plan. We do a lot of planning. So what we do is we have the parents and the kids come in to the office and we make a plan. Okay, what is it exactly that you want to study? Where do you want to go to school? Where do you think you're going to get in? And a lot of schools are offering more scholarships now because of the new legislation that has passed. They have to lower costs. So criticize, you know, how the Trump administration did it. And a lot of people do criticize it, which I completely understand. But with the new laws that just passed, these schools have to lower tuition. And some of them, there was an article in the New York Times pretty recently about how some of these schools are offering major scholarships and have increased the scholarships that they have been offering. But they wait till the last minute. So you kind of have to be willing to gamble a little bit. You have to start applying for scholarships right away. There's a really good company called bold.org. I'm going to probably partner with them pretty soon, but they're fantastic. They link students directly to donors for scholarships. And then they're a great scholarship engine. So we focus on scholarships and student loans, federal student loans. Who should be the borrower? Who should not be the borrower? Because parents and families get this stuff all mixed up all the time. And it is crucially important because let's say you are a teacher working in the public sector. You should be the parent plus borrower because then we can get your loans forgiven. But if your dad is in the private sector and he takes out the loans, we can't get them forgiven.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, don't you remember this?
Or public service, right?
Yeah, police, any municipal or city or government entity.
What about the grandparents? Law of averages. Not trying to be morbid here, okay? But if an 85-year-old grandparent takes out a student loan, you can't do it.
Can't do it. You have to be the legal guardian. So a step parent can do it. Huh. Parent can do it. Adoptive parent can do it. Huh. But you know, also, I mean, if you have a parent who has long-term health issues, we also even want to take a look at, should that parent be the parent plus borrower? Because
they're on the clock.
It may be. Yeah. Okay.
So not trying to be morbid. Happy holidays, everybody.
But strategically, you do want to plan for these things if we're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars.
We got to take a quick break here. Mark Carman's getting ready with the sports update. It's got nothing better to do. If our listeners want to reach out to you, what's the best number and best way to reach you and your team?
312-294-8989.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. Come back with Mike Houston, our Navy veteran. We'll probably come back with a Navy Anchors Away if we play it right, because it's your segment after these messages. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 Virginia. Of course, that's for you, Mr. Navy man.
Thanks, buddy.
What ship did you serve on?
USS Kidd, DDG 993.
What is DDG?
Guided Missile Destroyer.
DDG
993.
GDG.
DD.
DD. Yeah. What's the first stand for?
Gosh.
Yeah, I didn't, you know, I don't understand with all of the ships, right? Like aircraft carriers.
AV.
AV, N for nuclear. I always was confused about that, right?
Yeah, you know, I'm not even sure myself. Frigates, you know, guided missile destroyers, just destroyers, aircraft carriers.
Wait, I heard a very interesting factoid about.
You're Ray Kaplan. You could jump in at any time.
Yeah. Is it true that those, the Nimitz only has to refuel once every 50 years?
I don't know that that's true.
It's a nuclear-powered aircraft carrier.
Wait a second. Yeah.
Let's be clear. Nuclear power is where it's at.
Right.
You don't have to. I don't think you have to load up.
They do. Like, they have to do, like, the nuclear fuel rods, but they only have to do that once every 50 years. Isn't that crazy?
That's outstanding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow. It's pretty cool.
It's great.
I'm a big fan of nuclear power.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But we got the environmentalists, God forbid.
And geothermal, of course.
I'm a huge fan of geothermal.
Sure, obviously.
There's still a mark on my floor.
So darn tootin' expensive, though.
Well, it's a good investment.
You're right.
I'll tell you what, my payoff's going to be in another 2 years. I'll have that sucker paid off. But enough about me. 312-981-7200. We can talk about that during Dykstra's segment.
Sure.
So Navy man, it's starting to turn. Okay, we're having one of those events here in Chicago. Right, we know that's right around the corner.
And I think we're getting snow tonight or tomorrow.
Tonight or tomorrow, okay, which means it'll be 70 degrees but, you know, for Thanksgiving, which always happens, right? So we're going to get a gut shot, and then it'll cool, it'll warm back up like it always does, and then it'll start getting gradually colder. But the past two or three winters, well, it hasn't been the Chicago winter.
Very mild.
Very mild in comparison to what we have gotten in the past, right? We made it through December, past two or three years, pretty scot-free.
No snow.
No snow. Then you get to January, February, and you get your freaking teeth kicked in. But listen, I'll take that, right? You get me through December, but that leads to you and your team being able to work longer outdoors.
So we're still performing work outdoors, whether it be roofing, gutters, downspouts, siding, you name it, on the exterior of your home. Certainly, we're going to be limited, especially tuck pointing. Mortar needs a little bit of warmth to set and dry.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be able to do roofing for a while. You're going to be able to do your gutters and downspouts. But let's face it, if you don't have to put on a new roof in January or February, let's skip it and let's go to spring. But get that planned. Prices are going to go up. You get it in. We schedule it. We get a deposit. We schedule you. It gets done. But if you still need things done, gutter cleaning, that's going to need to be done.
Sure.
What about the exterior of your home? The gutters, that are crushed at the bottom or the ground level or not extended out enough from the foundation? Or what if your roof does need a little bit of maintenance, whether it be just walking around and making sure all the flashings and shingles are down correctly and the caulk is still good? What about your siding around the windows? What about the caulk that keeps the windows airtight? A lot of different things.
Is that something you should have done? How often do you think?
Gosh. Inspected once a year.
Yeah, once a year.
Yeah, I mean,
caulk dries out.
Look at how bad our winters are, and then our summers just beat on a house.
Right.
So, yeah, once a year, your house should be inspected.
Okay.
Would you agree?
Just walking around your own home.
It's tough. You don't know what to look for. Yeah. Oh, that looks good.
I would have
or
to
that
see
looks
a,
bad.
A
or
hole.
The catastrophizing the situation where like, oh, my house is falling apart. Like, no, your house isn't falling apart. That's a screw. Like, we can fix that.
Well,
like,
to be fair to Ray, if there were Gucci purses hanging off her house,
she's looking.
She'd be able to the stitching's off.
Exactly.
It needs
that's
a lock.
True. I have a real eye for detail.
Right. The handle needs a little work.
That's a knockoff for sure.
I can spot a phony.
Yes. I mean, all due respect, not you and my wife, you should go into that profession. But when it comes to a house, Ray can walk around our house 400 times.
Well, and it depends. Obviously, houses come in different shapes and sizes, right? So, yeah, a ranch with a 412 pitch roof, no problem. Everyone can see what is going on with that. But Dave's house, you know, it's a two-story with different cut-ins. You got valleys, you got tie-ins. You can't even see the top of Dave's roof.
No, you can't.
Right? So how is Dave ever going to know that something's going on with his house unless somebody... And Dave's not schlepping up that ladder to get on that roof.
I can't picture that.
Well, I mean, I want to pay to watch it, I also want him to be like... guarded completely and have like bubble mats down in case.
I got a better shot of parachuting out of an airplane at Palwaukee Airport landing on my roof than me making it up a ladder to my roof.
I would agree with
that. When I get up there, there is no shot I'm getting down.
You know, it's kind of cool.
That's
with
the scary part.
With today's technology, of course, our phones, I can bring your roof to you.
Right.
I can get up on that roof and take photos or videos of issues I find that need
drone
to be addressed.
Even.
A drone.
Right. Take photos.
You have to be careful.
Sure.
With drones.
By Palwaukee Airport.
There's aircraft.
And O'Hare, you've got certain regulations.
True.
Because we wanted to do stuff when we had the party in my backyard. And there was, he wanted to put a drone up, but he couldn't because we were that close to Palwaukee Airport, whatever it's called.
Executive Airport.
Yeah, I think that's what
it's called. Yeah, it's Palwaukee. Sure. If our listeners want to reach out to talk to you more about your services, Michael, how do they get a hold of you, buddy?
773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com.
We've got a special treat for our Packers fans out there coming after the break. We kind of overlooked it at the beginning of the show, but it's there. I know all you Packers fans are listening. We have something very extremely special for you coming up after the break, so please stand by. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Swim Chicago at 720 WGN. I made a mistake, Jeremy.
Yeah, it's my birthday on November 11th, so it's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
Oh. Veterans Tuesday. Day is Tuesday, not Monday. I apologize.
Okay. No big deal.
To all our veterans out there, Michael, personally, I apologize. It's Tuesday, not Monday.
Yep.
And happy early
Yeah, thank
birthday.
You. Right, thanks. We yeah, turning 40.
Congratulations.
Hey, zing.
You look fantastic.
Okay.
40's the new thing.
Your hair looks good.
Sure, thanks.
Yeah, okay. Your hair looks outstanding.
Great. Love it.
Okay. Glad this is a radio. All right. So we want to thank the TV play-by-play calls courtesy of Fox and CBS. Before we go to Dykstra, this is for our pet. We have two things for our Packers fans.
Nice.
Number one, hit it, Benny. Two touchdown underdog at Lambeau. Last second field goal.
Pretty awesome.
Gosh, wow. That must hurt. Be great if you're a Panthers fan or a Bears fan, if you heard that.
Exactly. Or a Bears fan.
And here's the second one okay. for our beloved friends on the other side of the Wisconsin line that are Packers fans. Go ahead, Ben. So nice. If you're a Packers fan, after watching your team lose on the last second field goal, you turn over to watch the Bears game because you're thinking the Bears are probably going to drop this because the previous Bears teams would have lost it. In
Not this one.
Not this one.
Not this one. Not this time.
Rough Sunday last Sunday.
Sure. Sure. For the Packers fans. Yeah.
Tough. Carm, you got anything to add?
No, other than the fact that it was Adam Amin on the Packers-Panthers call, and he grew up here and is a Bears fan, so that would be pretty sweet to be on the national stage and be able to rub it in. Not that he would ever do that as no, a fan, as a professional.
He's a true professional.
Yeah.
And he calls Bulls games, too, right? The same guy?
Bulls and Bears yeah. and every white, you know. There's no job that All guy right. hasn't done.
Thoughts and prayers to the Packers fans. TV play-by-play calls courtesy of Fox and CBS. Thank you for them. Rich Dykstra, you're welcome, Packers fans out there. And all the Bears fans, you're welcome too.
Yeah, they love it.
Yeah, they love too. It. Rich Dykstra.
Yes.
We are in that time of season where you're going to feel that 32 degrees supposed to get down to tonight in your house if your furnace is not working properly, or if the furnace that wasn't working properly, Jeremy, at the end of last year?
It's definitely not working. I mean, it's not like it fixed itself. It probably didn't heal. Fix itself. Doesn't Let's say heal. That way. It usually doesn't self-heal.
It's not a self-healing.
No, yeah. not a self-healing.
Okay. So
no white blood cells there. No.
Check the air filter.
That's
yeah,
number one.
Yeah, sure. You could that's do that. That one. Is that's the easiest thing a consumer can do, right?
Yep.
Okay. Let's get the list.
Saves us a lot of service calls.
Let's get the list. What are the top
two,
ones that
consumers Yeah, top two or three things our listeners could do today, right now, during the show or after the show, to make sure they're somewhat prepared for what
change,
we're about.
Change your filter, number one. Number two, change the humidifier pad, the pad that's in the humidifier.
Yep.
Because that gets really grody, has to be changed every year.
You can't clean it. Change
cannot
it.
Cannot clean it.
Where is no. that located?
Thank you.
I don't know where any of this is.
It's attached to the furnace. Your humidifier is
I also
attached
don't
to the
know
furnace.
Where that
so,
is.
All right. Do you know where your... All right. Ray, I love you so much. Ray, do you know where your furnace is in your house?
I think it's downstairs in the basement.
Okay, let's assume Good it's guess. Downstairs in the basement.
Yes.
Right? It's big.
Yes.
Right? It's metal, usually. Right? Am I describing it
yeah,
so
yeah,
far? Pretty
so
pretty
yeah.
good, right?
Makes
yeah.
some
and
noises.
You can just take a picture. You like chat. You mentioned
mm-hmm.
chat.
Love it.
You could actually just take that picture, plug it into chat, and say,
Where is
my furnace filter on this furnace?
Yeah. Oh.
And it will tell you where your furnace filter is on that furnace.
Do you have a finished basement?
Brilliant.
Do you have a finished basement?
No.
Okay, so it's that big, gigantic thing in your basement.
Big metal
like
thing.
Storage, basically.
Sure.
Okay, but there's something down there that's got ductwork coming out of it.
Yes.
Okay, that's your furnace.
Metal stuff.
You're right.
Okay.
Metal.
People, okay. people metal might stuff. Not even... Let's go super simple. They yeah. won't. They might not know what ductwork is, so let's okay. just say it's the biggest thing in your basement that's
is.
Metal
duct
and makes work. Noise. Yeah. Usually makes noise.
Usually makes noise.
It's yeah. got... It's got. Okay, forget about the ductwork.
Don't matter.
Oh, yeah. It's the big thing down there that... It's the biggest thing that's not storage in your basement.
And it's not a washer and dryer.
It's not a washer
or deep refrigerator.
Yeah, thank you.
So you,
it's not an appliance.
Has two meat refrigerators down
okay,
there.
Okay, well, that's not your heat.
You know what that is.
Yeah.
Okay, so loaded with reindeer that she imported
so let's,
from.
Let's assume you could ask that, because every furnace is different, and every furnace filter is different nowadays, right?
Yep.
Like, that used to be way more standard. Now they got 2-inch, 3-inch, 6-inch. They got different sizes. They got all sorts of crazy stuff.
And then where are the ducts?
That's the pond.
Ducks are in the
okay.
pond.
Okay, well, you knew that was coming. It was just two clowns. No, it's the silver metal thing coming up and out of your furnace
blows those enormous pipes.
Yes, yeah. That blows the hot and cool air throughout your house.
Yep.
And you've got a Hall of Fame HVAC guy right here from Carrier Hall of Fame.
Those need to be cleaned.
That's number one. But you could take a picture of your furnace.
You could.
You could send it to Rich,
and he could walk exactly what to do.
Okay. Did I not do that?
You did it.
I did the same thing. Because I had a change. You had come on and talked about increasing the humidity or something.
Right, the humidity
in my house, and I didn't know. I'm like, what the hell is he talking about? Yeah. So I went down there, took a picture. I think we did video.
We did video.
Yeah. And he's like, all right, take that, turn this way, push this button. And I'm like, where's my filter? He's like, it's down there, take that out, do this. He walked me through the whole thing.
How often does that have to be done?
The filter has to be done. Usually you should change it every 3 months.
Oh.
Unless you have a high capacity filter.
I don't know that we've been doing that, so.
Okay.
You want to have somebody take a look
at it. We should have a standing appointment.
Yes.
Every 3 months. Just going to make sure everything is okay. My house isn't going to blow
up. Point. Not all. We had a texter say, my furnace doesn't have a humidifier. Not all furnaces do have humidifiers, right? And not all homes have humidifiers.
Right.
It's not a bad idea.
It's a great idea.
We recommend it, especially because we live in Illinois. However, yeah, that's true. All right. So you got those two things.
All right. Well, hold on. Hold that because we've got to hit a break. Come back.
Okay.
Okay. I took a couple of shots. The Packer fans are expressing their feelings.
I saw that.
In a very aggressive way.
I saw that.
Which we appreciate.
Yeah.
Okay. It's nice that they're awake and actually heard it and probably getting over the bender from last night. But that's fine. We're not it's a judgment-free zone here.
Yeah, okay. Of course it is.
And we're just happy that they're listening.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Good.
Okay, that, and we appreciate that.
We can educate them.
That's very
maybe
nice.
Maybe we'll turn them into Bears fans.
I don't think that's ever going to happen.
Okay,
you know, a couple of choice words we can't say.
I know, I see that.
A couple of inappropriate radio words. But
they are.
We appreciate them expressing their feelings.
Of course.
My psychiatrist would be very proud of them. All right, we're going to come back with more HVAC talk.
Okay.
Is your husband home, Ray?
Yes.
Can he go in the basement and go to that big contraption thing down there and take a couple of pictures, send it to you so Rich could look at it?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Okay.
All right, there you go. And it's Saturday night, and he'll do whatever you say. 312, it's Saturday. He's not going to screw this up. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and phone line. More with Rich Dykstra, the Hall of Fame Carrier HVAC inductee, coming up after these messages. So obviously that's the Air Force. Tuesday, November 11th is Veterans Day and Jeremy's birthday.
Yeah.
November 10th was when that was the date of my first failed marriage.
The start of it or the end of it?
No, that was the date of the wedding.
I'm just wondering which one you celebrate.
Well, I was on the shrink's couch 30 days later, so I don't know if we celebrate.
That's wild.
Yeah, it was not really good.
Learning experience.
Yeah, learning experience.
Yeah, you got it out of the way fast. Smart.
Starter marriage.
Smart.
Got it. Ray, I tell everybody, get the first one out of the way.
Sure. Unless you're me. And then that one lasts forever.
I'm still on my first one.
Yeah, thank you. See?
16 me too.
Years.
Okay, thanks, Rich. Okay, yeah, get out of here, Dave.
Yeah.
If it's bad, what are the telltale signs? Never mind. Go ahead, Rich.
Okay, yeah. What were we going to talk about?
We're talking about the steps.
No, I know we were going to talk about that, but there was, the three things, but your husband's not home, so we can't look at her furnace.
Okay.
But
not yet.
But you're going to trade... furnace pictures later. Three things that our listeners should be aware of.
Change your filter, change your humidifier filter, and have a professional come out and service your furnace.
Does everybody have a humidifier?
No.
But they should.
Yeah, we've been over that.
But they should.
They should.
So wait, so, and I guess we were saying that about the exterior, but you're saying do the same thing for the furnace. Do a clean and check? I mean, is that really necessary? Or?
It is because you want to keep it tuned. You want to make sure it's operating at the proper pressures. With the gas pressure, check that, and all the safeties, because there's a lot of safeties.
So many safeties.
On the new furnaces.
Yeah. A lot of furnaces are in laundry rooms, and a lot of lint escapes from the dryer vent.
It out shouldn't. Into the that.
Some does, right.
Okay.
But Unless you have a 90% furnace, then it's pulling a combustion air from outside.
Yep.
But nevertheless, if it's pulling it from the inside, it's trying to breathe.
Yep.
And it's drawing in that lint, and if your igniter... gets too much dirt or dust around it, it won't.
It's a flame sensing rod.
I'm sorry.
A bunch of sensors.
Flame sensing rod.
It's got a bunch of sensors on it, right?
Yeah, so you want to
You want to service it.
And I mean, and what are the telltale signs of a good service company and a not so good service company? Because obviously any HVAC guy is probably like, yeah, I'll service your furnace. Yeah. But like, when how does a homeowner know like you're legit or you're gonna just try to upsell me stuff?
Right. When you see a clean and check for $49 or $29,
okay,
they have one thing
goal
in mind.
One goal.
They're gonna sell you a new furnace.
Okay.
They have no intentions of cleaning the furnace.
They don't, because they can't even. I mean, you can't afford that. We all know, like,
right.
Average employee pay for a technician's over $40 an hour now, plus vehicle, plus.
And the problem now with a lot of the companies, they're switching all their service techs to commission pay only.
Whoa! So they're incentivized.
They have the incentive to sell.
Absolutely.
Ew.
They don't sell, they don't get paid.
So let's just do a quick takeaway here. If you see $29.99 or $49 for like Earl Shaw, paint any car any color $29.99.
Earl Shaw.
$29.95.
Yeah.
And then it'll be like 6 months later, $39.95. So
act now.
You wanted the whole car painted? I'm sorry.
Right. Just didn't want the door and then Mako too.
So
if you've got those cheap ones, it's a tell.
Stay away.
And should our listeners ask, is it appropriate for our listeners to ask if the sales rep or tech that comes out, how are they getting compensated? Is that a fair question?
They can ask.
It
that,
is, but somebody's got to be honest.
Say, oh, they're paid hourly.
Of course. Yeah.
They're paid hourly.
Okay, I'm just asking.
No, it's a legitimate question. What is a real price, just so our listeners know, and obviously 90, size 90 depends.
$90 to $100.
So $100, right? Yep, so the company's barely making any money, but they want to be in the customer's house because
it's a loss leader.
Eventually,
yeah, right, when the system fails,
I trust you.
Who are you going to call?
Right. And stuff breaks, obviously. So no matter what, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
So you just got to be careful. I mean, there's with them going 100% commission, obviously.
It's scary.
They're going to sell you something.
Yeah. Because I ain't getting paid if I don't sell you something.
Oh, you got a cracked heat exchanger.
You need a new furnace. You need
and
a new
Rich, furnace. Are they incentivized?
That's the most common thing we hear is, oh, my furnace guy told me I have a cracked heat exchanger. I'm like, hey, call this company.
Right.
Because you might not.
Right.
Especially if you don't even know where the furnace is.
Right.
And most of the
furnaces. Sitting duck for,
a lot of the furnaces,
duck for that kind of thing.
Yeah, a lot of furnaces, the 90%ers have a lifetime warranty on the heat exchanger.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Oh, so
and the 80%ers are 20 years. So there's a good chance
it's covered.
That'll cover labor and materials.
No, just the material.
Just the material.
Mike, you had a comment.
Do they have the incentive to overcharge as well?
Oh yeah, they get a percentage of the call.
Sure,
they get a percentage of
the call. Yeah, so it's shady, right? I mean, there's a lot of companies that are not great,
right.
And the identifiers are the costs.
And two, you'll see on a new system, you get a price on a new system. A legitimate company might be charging $15,000 to $18,000 for a high end system. Another chain company or whatever, they'll be at $30,000, $32,000.
Same thing in the roofing industry right now.
What are you seeing in the roofing industry?
Some companies are out there trying to get double what the roof is really worth.
Rhymes with?
I know.
I appreciate that. Yeah. No, I mean, what is it now? Like $650, $700 a square for a decent roof? I know.
Well, here, my in-laws. You're going up on their new house that they just bought on Tuesday. Right? They needed a new roof. It's a 25, 30-year-old roof.
Yep.
And they're like, hey, we need a roof. You got a guy? I'm like, call Mike. So Mike called him, went up there, gave him a quote, boom, be going out there Tuesday. They also live between you and I, by the way, off of River Falls. So we've got all this business between us.
Yeah.
So they went out for 3,000 square foot house, whatever the heck it is, right? I mean, it's about 20, 25 grand, right?
Something like that.
That sounds right. Yeah.
20, 25 grand sounds right for a 3,000 square foot house.
Depends if they needed under roofing. What's that called?
No, please don't. It'll plywood? Be so embarrassing.
What is it?
High shield felt.
Sheathing.
Yeah.
Sheathing.
Yeah, under, the sheathing.
Yeah, say need, undercarriage. You know, that's
stuff
always the best. Right.
Do you need that?
Wood decking?
If it's damaged. You do.
So you have to bring in the sheath then.
Yeah, they're already.
Yeah.
If it's bad, you need to change it.
Sure.
I see. Yeah, so then that would up the cost to what then?
For it depends. House? I mean, is it one?
It's not going to double it, but it's going to add quite a bit.
If all of it needs to be replaced.
Right.
I see.
So good identifier, but you're right. Some companies are out there. I love the companies that are at the 30,000, but if you sign today, and this is probably the best bait and switch ever. If you sign today, we could give you this price.
Right.
Like, well, that's just shady in itself, right? Who's trusting that?
If they go from 30 to 25 within 15 minutes.
Kick them out of your house. Yeah. I mean, that's just the worst
Well, you get the, oh, you know what, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, we're doing the Joneses around the corner. Sure. And you know what, since we got the crew over there by the Joneses, you know, they're already in the neighborhood. We could just bring them over down here, over to your, over to Maple from Oak, and take care of you.
If you let us do it next week, which color would you like?
Yeah, oh, there you go. I like that.
Trial closing, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. All right, hang on. Mark, got a question for Rich. Mark, welcome to the show.
Yes, hello. You already talked about it while I was on hold. I had a person come out last year. Great deal. $89.99. We'll check your furnace. He said he says the fail. It's a failed heat exchanger. There's a crack by the crimped burner.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And he said that it's very dangerous.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's a flint burner?
Did you hear that? It's very dangerous, Rich.
It's very dangerous.
It's very dangerous. Yeah. Instill fear.
Yeah.
It's very dangerous.
What did you end up doing? How old is your furnace?
It's got to be 12 years old, maybe.
Okay. Well, it's still under warranty if it is cracked. But I would get a second opinion. And if it's the front plate, there's no danger at all. There's no danger at all. But if it's a heat exchanger, you do want to get a second opinion on it. It's worth it to get a second opinion.
Did you replace it, Mark?
Yeah. No.
You didn't.
No, I haven't done anything with it.
Well, because it was last season.
I didn't believe it.
Yeah, I didn't believe it. Smart.
Where do you live? What area do you live in?
Lamont.
Okay. If you want, I can call you after the show and get you set up with a reliable contractor to come out for a second opinion.
That would be great.
What was the name of the company that told you had a cracked... What did he say?
Heat exchanger.
What was the name of the company?
I think it was Comfort something.
Okay.
Whatever. Okay.
All right. We'll get you a second opinion.
Yeah, we'll get you a second opinion.
That's fine.
So always good to get a second.
Yeah, maybe you got it. And if you got it, did they quote you a ridiculously high price?
No, nothing other than that it should be replaced.
Okay. Did they say anything about the warranty?
You know what he did, and of course it would have been labor, and I think that was pretty high in itself.
All right.
To change a heat exchanger, you're looking roughly around $1,000.
Yeah, it's not that easy, right?
It's not that easy.
Yeah,
you got to take it out completely apart and put it all back together again.
So the heat exchanger itself, the part is covered, but the labor's not.
Correct.
Yep.
Okay, so maybe he was getting a straight deal.
It sounds like he's getting a straight deal, but get a second opinion anyway.
Yeah, all right, Mark. Well, thanks for calling. Yeah. Anything else for Mark?
No, and I'll give you a call as soon as the show's over.
Yeah, hang on, Mark, for your Mr. Flick Cleaning Prog with your information, and I appreciate you taking the time to listen and call into the show, bud. All right, Rich, if our listeners want to reach you, I know you make appearances at Bar and Bat Mitzvahs and Sierras. Is that
Quincieras?
Is that what it is?
Yeah, Quincieras.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, Espanol.
708-417-7391.
That was very authentic. You guys all sounded.
Yeah. Well, Bar and Bat Mitzvah, that's in my wheelhouse. Yeah. The Quinceañera thing is a little outside my comfort zone. Mm-hmm. Okay, just trying to throw it out there. Trying to relate to the people.
Of course. All people.
Yep. Jeremy, all people.
I understand.
Trying to open
You're
up.
You're a man of the people.
Trying to expand our reach here, grow our base.
I think you're doing a good job.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that. Well, we suckered one in Columbus. He's listening online now. He's got nothing better to do with his sweaty hands. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Center Chicago on 720 WGN. That's the Marines, of course. Also, their birthday is on Monday, November.
Tuesday, November.
No.
Oh.
The Marines' birthday. The 250th birthday. It's your birthday.
Sure.
40 years old.
Sure.
You're a little punk next to the Marines, which is 200. They are 250 years old.
On November 10th?
November 10th.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Great.
I didn't know that.
Now you know.
Now I know. I'm learning.
You know how I know?
Wow. How do you know?
Because we have a texter that texted in. By the way, November 10th is Marines' birthday.
Got it.
Look how much we're educating and entertaining people.
And learning. Yeah, I like it.
I introduced Ray to my guy with the sweaty palms out in Columbus. And she's got an appointment to be interviewed for his newsletter.
Yeah,
I love that.
Fantastic. And now I know that I have a furnace and a hot water heater.
Yeah.
Both you just have to basement. Find it.
Both in the basement.
They're probably both in the basement.
And you need to get your furnace. How long have you been in the house?
16 years.
How many times have you cleaned your ducts? Okay, that's a problem. If you can't remember,
someone probably did it.
Somebody did. Yeah, I remember.
This decade.
Yeah, how often would you recommend that, Rich?
Every 5 years.
Every 5 years.
If you have kids and dogs,
cats.
For sure.
Cats. You have cats?
Yeah, two big fat cats.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the same thing.
Mm-hmm,
not basically. Including your husband, because he's very hairy.
Sure.
Very hairy. Yeah. I've seen him.
Okay.
It's like a sweater.
Okay. You got a sweaty palm guy. You got a
sweater
guy.
I'm just saying. Okay, I invite him over to my pool. It sheds. Like,
how you got to clean your pool right afterwards?
I got to do like I have the skimmer following him. It's disgusting.
Yeah, wow. We have to have our shower drained or the...
Yeah.
Snaked all the time.
Sure.
Yeah, because of his because back of hair.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Man wow. Sweater.
So you're do
not,
I. What,
he not
she showers.
To him.
Manly.
Yeah. Well, he showers.
He's manly. Thank you, Ray. He's manly.
Yeah.
Manly. She keeps him warm. Or he keeps her warm. There you go.
312-981-7200. Let's just segue out of this.
Sure.
We
thank
get
you.
In trouble.
Thank you.
312-981-7200. Jim in Orland Park with Divorce Call. How are you, Jimmy?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, buddy. How can I help you?
Hey. I talked to you about 5 months ago. I was married 50 years.
Yep.
I've got two properties, one in Orland Park, one in St. Joe, Michigan.
Yep.
The mortgage rates are 3.5%. You advised me to make an agreement with my ex to keep the mortgages, blah, blah, blah. And when I brought it up to her, of course, the sky is blue. No. So now I've got a year to refinance. Do I wait till spring till rates come down, or what are you thinking?
What do you do for a living, Jim?
I'm a retired firefighter paramedic, and then I am a carpenter by trade.
Okay.
I'm a construction manager, and the biggest liquor distributor in Illinois is my biggest client.
Okay.
So I'm doing very well.
Okay, nice. So you have no history in bond trading, right?
No bonds, sorry.
Okay, so
if you get shot by a gun, I know a little bit of first aid.
Okay,
you
know well, that's nice. I know. So the reason I asked all that is because I have no idea where rates are going and where the bonds are going to go that govern the rates, okay? So what I would tell you is that you could probably get in the sixes today, and if they drop in the spring and the summer, we just do it again. I mean, it's really that simple, okay. Right? I could give you a rate slightly higher than the lowest rate. We could cover your closing costs. And if it makes your ex and that relationship end faster and amicably and she moves on and you don't have to deal with it and there's no fights, then you do it now.
Win-win.
Win-win.
Right, because I really want to, I got to set up a trust for my daughter, granddaughters. I want to get all this business taken care of.
All right, so I'll give you a call after the show. We'll get it going. So Ray,
10-4.
Hang on. Jim, I told you the same exact thing that I mentioned during the mailbag, that if you go to your ex and ask her if you could keep that her on the mortgage, and you'll make the principal, interest, tax, insurance payments, she didn't go for that, right?
No, because the sky is blue. I said the sky is blue.
Sure. No you're just saying logic. Yeah, logic and reasoning out the window. We got it, Jim.
So the amicable separation part doesn't apply to Jim.
Sure.
Okay, to this lady and her hopefully ex-husband that they're only going to own the house for another 18 months.
Yep.
It hopefully makes sense because he's going to get over 250 G's out of the equity of the home. And hopefully in a year she could sell the place and move on and he doesn't have to.
And everyone moves on.
And everybody moves on.
Yep.
You know, Jim's got a little different situation here. You know, his ex-wife is not, you know, they're not playing nice in the sandbox, so he's got to go another direction.
Sure.
It's a perfect example of you present it, the other side said no, so now you pivot and you go, I'm just trying to save Jimmy money.
Yeah.
The ex didn't go for it, now we're going to help him refinance at a much higher rate, unfortunately for Jim.
Lame, but right.
Yeah.
Big equity.
Yeah.
So yeah, that part's cool.
Big equity,
I dig that.
So you have to take money out to give her part of that equity as part of the transaction?
No. She kept her IRA.
Okay.
She kept her property in Orland. I kept the property in St.
I remember you. So you just traded out. So everybody's got the same dollars.
I fought this divorce for 3 years, and she insisted upon it, so I finally gave in.
All right. So the attorneys won. Got it.
I got it. All right. Is she dating anybody now?
Don't bring up attorneys.
don't bring up attorneys. Got it. Fair.
Is she dating anybody now, Jim?
No. The other issue she has, since we got lawyers on the line, she's been taking Ambien for 15 years, and I think it's affecting her judgment.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Very possible.
And that happens?
I think so. Yeah.
All right. Well, that'll screw up a relationship.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, Jimmy. Well, I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to take care of you. Unfortunately, she won't let you keep the mortgage, and you're going to have to go down the right path instead of the left path. It's really that simple. Okay?
Yep. not a big deal. I'll survive.
All right, Jimmy, you hang on, buddy. We're going to send you a Mr. Floyd cleaning product if we can. There's a time limit with how many free things you could get here at WGN. So we'll see if Jimmy qualifies. Yes, 312. Did you have a question?
No.
Okay, you're just scratching your nose. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Comment about student loans. Limit borrowing is a good thing. Parents are overwhelming themselves and buying themselves in loans, which is not good for their financial health, right?
Yes, in general. Generally, that is a true principle, but I will say that depending on your circumstances, if you have federal Parent PLUS loans, but you can get them forgiven, then that principle does not apply. So that's where really knowing the law and how it applies to that specific person really comes into play.
Jeremy.
And the only way they'll know that is by calling you.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, really.
There really are no other student, I mean, at least not for now. There are very few student loan attorneys. There are very few advocates who actually know and understand the law. If you call your servicer, they will tell you something incorrect. I've been on the phone with servicers for years with my clients, and they say the wildest things that are completely untrue. And, you know, my clients get very nervous talking to them because they just don't know what they're talking about.
It's like me being on the phone with a listener calling into a mortgage company that solicited them for a loan, and they're like, oh, it's great, $21,000 closing costs. Right. And I'm just like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, right. I don't understand.
Okay, last question before the break.
Mm-hmm.
I am currently in deferment. Mohila has sent me two letters stating an extension to recertify my current IDR. Okay. What is IDR?
Income-driven repayment.
Until March of 2027. Should I recertify anyway or move into a different plan? Your firm has been doing my recertification of my loans beginning in 2020. Dave in Bolingbrook. So
okay,
a current client.
Dave in Bolingbrook, we should probably switch you out of that plan into an IBR. It's the only one that is safe. It's a statutory plan. And so all of these new rules and regulations are not going to impact this IBR payment plan, so that way you'll be locked in and protected under the we call them legacy rules, so that you don't lose your options for low payments and forgiveness.
Phone number, we got to hit a break. If our listeners want to reach out,
312-294-8989.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. The phone number and the text number into our studio, sponsored by Mega Pros, is 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's the Mega Pros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Swim Chicago on 720 WGN. Coast Guard, naturally. We got to take care of our men and women in the Coast Guard. If you're in a boat off a coast and you're going down, you call in the Coast Guard, especially on the deadliest catch, right, in those helicopters. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. 224 was the one that reminded me that Veterans Day is Tuesday.
Nice.
You have a great show, so thank you. 815, we also need CNC machinists and engineers also. All throughout the state of Illinois, there's a shortage.
Totally agree.
847 asked me, is a daughter asking me about my net worth, the same daughter who let me slip and fall on the driveway last year, almost took my life.
Yeah.
Could have been paralyzed.
Was it the same daughter?
No,
okay, great. That one's not getting any free rides to college.
Dad, what's your net worth? I'm like, why don't you pass me the ketchup? Just stay in your lane.
Here's a knife. Do something with it. Catch it.
Why don't you get a job? 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. David, married to an IBEW 134 electrician, also a contractor. Retired 3 years ago with a great pension, great medical until Medicare kicks in. And now we are signing up for the Medicare and union insurance turns into our Medicare supplements. A lot of words there. We have the best Medicare supplement insurance there is. The trades are where kids need to be going. So and all of you guys, other than Ray and I, could use.
Always. We are literally always hiring for technicians, for installers, for if you know nothing, we'll help grow you. If you know something, that's even better.
Mike?
Same. Exactly the same. Yep. We're hiring. We're looking for people out there that are new or experienced. And again, if you don't know,
we'll help you.
And HVAC.
And it's a career.
HVAC, there's five guys leaving and only one coming in.
Oh, it's brutal.
Terrible.
It's brutal.
Terrible.
I talked to a 60-year-old HVAC guy. Okay, he had 100. He's in Northwest Indiana.
Okay,
I think he lives in Dyer, Indiana. It was 2 weeks ago. He had a $150,000 mortgage. He had a $300,000 home. He hears me talk about HELOCs all the time. Explained it to him. Boom. He's like, he's 61. I'm like, how much time are you going to work? He's like, I don't do the work anymore, bud. He's like, I love what I do. I thought of you, right? He's like, I love it. He's like, I'm learning every day. The new equipment's great, and the kids that we are hiring are eager for knowledge.
Yeah.
So they're sending me out with these crews, and I'm still working. I love educating these younger men and women that they got. And they're schlepping everything up and down. I'm like,
they do the heavy lifting.
he's like, they're carrying stuff up and down. I'm 61. I'm not doing that stuff anymore. But I'm the guy down there, right, Rich?
Yep, absolutely.
Telling them where to hook it up and how to do this and get
don't touch that.
Right, yeah. Right. Keep the flame away from that. And he's educating the next generation of HVAC. He's like, I can work another 2 years. I can work another 5 years. I can work another 7 years.
Yeah.
And he's just enjoying life. Ray, somebody texted in, Mike, a Google shot snapshot. A modern nuclear-powered aircraft carrier doesn't need frequent refueling except to fuel the airplanes and the helicopters and all that mishigas that they got going on the deck and the carts that push the planes around and everything else, right? I'm sure that there's a name for that. Instead, the nuclear fuel is designed to last for decades, typically 20 to 25 years before the carrier undergoes a major multi-year overhaul and refueling, and they're typically decommissioned after 50 years, Michael?
Yes,
something
sir.
Like that. Okay.
Okay.
How backed up is Lindholm Roofing? This is from the 773, so suburban number. How backed up is Lindholm Roofing to get a job done?
About approximately 2 to 3 weeks or less right now, and obviously that is weather permitting.
Yeah.
That's the big thing.
You know, I looked, next Saturday, 60.
Yep.
So, I mean, we're still in that flirting time of like...
It's still okay.
Yeah. It's still kind of okay. Obviously, there's certain days you're not going to do it, but we still got time.
Here we go. Yeah, I feel like it's been a while since I reminded Hochberg that the Bears still suck. Go Packers. Okay. Yeah. That's the only one I could read.
Yeah.
Okay.
The other one.
There's like 20 of them that starts with an A, ends in an E, and there's a hole in there.
Yeah.
Okay. So can't say that on the radio, but nope. I'm sure you can fill in the blank. You're good with Scrabble. 312-981-7200. Carol from Wheeling. Question for Ray.
Oh, good morning.
Morning.
Ray?
Good morning.
Both of my children are clients of yours, and they're currently in forbearance because they were those save plan clients.
Right.
When can they switch to the IBR?
We can get them switched in right away. If they're not working in the public sector, there's no big rush. But if they are working in the public sector, like they're a teacher or they work a government job or university, then we do want to get them switched because then if they're making payments, then those payments count towards that magic 120 months they need to get their loans forgiven. But otherwise, we can have them kind of just chilling in the safe forbearance for a little while. So just have them give us a call and we'll analyze it and get a good target date for them.
Okay. Because, yeah, they're both kind of not having payments and not qualifying and yada, yada, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's no problem. We can switch them out because if they're not going for public service loan forgiveness, they're not really in any precarious position. But I understand you want to just kind of get it resolved and know exactly where stand. So
they are in public loan forgiveness. They were just recertified. Carly recertified their info, but now they...
Yeah, we want to switch them. We want to switch them then because we want to make sure that now going forward that these payments count because they just recently decided that the save payments were not going to count towards PSLF for these like last 2 months. So now we want to switch them into the IBR.
So as long as your app is in the queue,
then that's okay.
They're totally backed up.
Yeah, they're very backed up. They're experiencing huge delays, but we can push it through.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, no problem.
All right, hang on, Carol, for your Mr. Floyd cleaning product of your choice. Mike, text message here. What's the difference in price between a 15-year, 20-year, and 25-year guaranteed roof?
Come on, please don't. Come on.
Well, obviously,
it's what the texture says.
I know. I think it's great. Yeah, tell us the difference.
It depends a lot on the size, of course, but
sure. Size does matter.
Size does matter.
Yes.
15 years is going to be less than a 20. 20 is going to be more than a, 25 is going to be the most expensive. And those warranties are out there depending on the product or what you're putting on the roof.
Aren't they saying nowadays most legitimate shingles are lifetime?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a limited
lifetime warranty.
They also have flat roofing out there that does have lower warranty periods.
Yeah. 10, 12, 15, 25.
10, 12, 15, 25 or more.
Yeah.
But you pay for it.
Of course you do. Hard.
And oftentimes it's the same product. You just pay for an extended warranty.
But most residential pitched roofs that are asphalt, fiberglass, right? Those are lifetime.
Limited lifetime.
Limited lifetime.
With a certain percent that's still available after 40 years in the field or on the roof.
Correct. And those shingles do vary a little bit. But
of course.
Yep.
11:15 today. Mm-hmm. Hey, a-hole. If you look at the standings, you'll see that the Packers are in first place. That's first place is in number one. As in first place, it's simple math, not second place, not third place, not fourth place. First place,
sure.
Dumb with
whatever.
Another.
Words.
Dummy. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Well,
okay.
Thanks for, again.
Well, for how long?
Let's not get specific.
Yeah, we got, don't matter.
The guy, he's probably going, it's probably okay. Fell off his bar.
This is just one of those, thank you for listening. Yeah, right. We really appreciate
he's
it.
He's probably on, it's noon, he's probably on his 15th beer up there. Rhinelander or something.
Yeah, Rhinelander. Good.
Yeah, the broad stop. Right. Drop. That's fine. Whatever.
I haven't been there in years.
Well, it's delicious. And we appreciate the Packers fans for texting in and listening to the show.
So we play them next time is what, December 7th, it looks like?
Is that when we play them?
I think so.
Or beat them? Yep. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Now I'm going to be like, you want to put a bet who's going to win that game?
Who won the last game between the Bears and the Packers?
I think the Chicago Bears. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. This is Homes from Chicago at 720 WGN. 312-981-7200. At the end of the show, we're going to have a toast for Joe. It's the third year anniversary of our good friend and your father's passing on November 5th. We've got the Casamigos right there.
Yes, we do.
With the...
it says
November 5th, so I don't forget. And I forgot.
You're smart.
Yeah. I'm right on it.
That's okay.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Before we get over to Jerry with a question for Mike Houston... Somebody had mentioned about a half hour ago that not too many people know, I think it was Ray, you know, made the comment, there aren't too many student loan attorneys out there.
Yeah.
And you're the only one I know. You're the only one I heard on John Williams' show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That was the first time I had heard you. I was sitting at my desk in the sales department, and I text John, like, she's fantastic. Is she the real deal? He's like, yeah, she's the real deal. Come down and meet her. And we met, and you know, we had lunch, and the rest was history. But she's the real deal. She's an attorney that understands the law. And my colleague, you know, busting his chops, you know, busting balls about his sweaty hands. The guy's a very successful loan officer in Ohio. Him and his partner do $80 million. They do a lot of
units. They're doing great.
Yeah, I mean, he's never heard of you. Yeah. He's never heard that this was possible. And I guarantee you, 80% of his applications have student loans on it.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to get that out there. There are not many people with your expertise that do what you do and do it as well as you do it that we have in our backyard, and we should take advantage of.
Well, and some people, they just go to, like, Discover will give me a student loan, right? God. Like, literally.
So fine. Like, yep.
I had a guy who had $300,000 in federal loans. He worked for a hospital, which is a not-for-profit, and he didn't know any of this stuff, and he refinanced with a private lender.
Yeah.
And we had to immediately, like, look to see where the cancellation clause was. He was still within the cancellation clause. We got it canceled so that we could get his entire $300,000 loan balance forgiven.
That's crazy.
And he was also refinancing.
Wow.
And so then that makes a huge difference to get that debt off the books.
It's like winning the lottery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just gone, and it's tax-free forgiveness.
Wow.
I'll give you one more.
Okay.
I'll
take it.
a buddy of mine lives up in Lake Forest.
Yeah.
Sent three kids, all those boys to school.
Nice
college.
Guy. Nice guy.
Super nice guy. Yeah. And then his two kids to grad school.
Whoa, real nice guy.
$400,000 in student loan. Calls me up, was listening to the show.
I hope his 401k is still okay.
Hold on.
Okay.
He was in his 60s. He was getting ready to retire.
Yeah.
So he calls me up. He's like, same thing I asked you. Is this gal the real deal? I'm like, she's bullets.
Yeah, she's got it.
So I introduced them. I forget. 90 days later, I get a call from the guy. Hey, bud, what's up? Can't thank you enough. I owe you a huge thank you. I'm like, you're welcome. What did I do?
Yeah.
Right? I have no idea. Right? This was thousands of conversations ago.
Yeah, of course.
Ray crushed it. Okay, what does that mean? She saved me $15,000 a year, like $1,200 a month. And then when I retire in whatever year, 3 to 5 years, when he planned, she's going to save me even more money. And I think you saved him over a couple $100,000.
Yeah, we're going to get it knocked out completely.
Is there any way to take a Parent PLUS loan and revert it back to the kid?
No.
Yeah.
Not just like you got a job now. You got your money. Here you go. Right. This is back to you.
Yeah, you just invoice him. You just invoice him.
I'm gonna invoice him.
Just invoice him back.
Yeah. Hey, my kids are invoicing me now, so I get it. Yeah.
No, we see that all the time, and parents sometimes really want to do that, or they'll have an agreement with their kid, like, well, it's really the kid's responsibility. And we're like, yeah, but it's legally not the kid's responsibility.
Yeah. Like, well, we have this contract. Yeah, that contract don't really count.
Not really.
Jeremy, you're getting invoiced already by your kids?
Yeah, I asked them to. Because we pay them for grades, and they babysit. So I mean, I'm not going to. No, they don't get money. I'm not on a radio show. The IRS doesn't know. They got to know that skill. It's a life skill, right? So they got their bank accounts. They invoice us. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah, and I would tell parents too. A lot of parents have this kind of very protective nature about their kids, even though their kids are. You're going into adulthood. You don't want to shield them from having any knowledge about the loans or what it takes to pay them back or what the monthly payments are.
They need to.
That's life. I find myself in that position where you have to let your kids in on this.
I agree with you 100%.
Okay. Yep. Yeah,
we got Jerry in Oak Park with a question about 50-year roofs for Mike Houston. Fire away, Jerry. Thanks for calling, bud.
What's Max David?
What's up, baby?
I think you know what that means.
I have no. I didn't understand. I didn't hear you. I did. David. What was the first part?
I said, "What's Max?"
Okay, I'll look that up. Ray, you know what that means? Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll put that through the Yiddish.
I hear you with Yiddish phrases, so I thought you would know.
No.
Anyway,
go ahead.
I've heard that roofs last 15, 20 years if you're lucky. There's a company that's advertising all over the radio, all the stations on the radio, and they say they're going to give you a 50-year roof guarantee, no leak guarantee. How can anybody give you a 50-year no leak guarantee? When the roof starts leaking, you put a new roof on.
You
try to stop the leak. How can you give a 50-year no-leak warranty? This is advertising on all the radio stations.
You know, those warranties are actually out there, and they extend from the manufacturers. And, Jeremy, you'll confirm this, but most roofing products now are better today than they were 10 years ago, 5 years ago.
Yep.
And just so you know, typically it's the only thing that's covered is material. When it comes down to it, and labor is typically not covered. But
I guess, Jerry, here's the fun part, right? So, A, we're going to assume that a homeowner is going to be in their house for 50 years to even get that warranty, or B, the company is going to be around for 50 years, right? So the warranty is only going to be as good as the company is. So if the company says, yeah, we give a 30-year warranty, how long have you been in business? 2 years. Good luck, right? Like, let me know. I'll see you in 25. So yes, there's a product. Yes, people could buy it. Mike, you and I both agree it's probably not worth it.
In order to get that warranty, the installer needs to be certified by the manufacturer of the product he's putting on, and he also needs to use all of those products.
Matching products.
The ice shield, the felt, the ventilation needs to be correct. The nails need to be long enough. The material needs to be all one manufacturer.
Supply chain all the way down.
Usually, yeah, so it's. Do they require an inspection too?
A lot of not always, but sometimes they'll do random inspections of.
But I mean, it's the company basically saying, "Hey, buy all our product, and we're going to hedge our bet." Right.
I got to take a break, Jerry. Sure. Hang on for your Mr. Floyd cleaning product. Shalom. You know what that means. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to play back what Yiddish word he said to try to understand it, get the meaning. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Homes from Chicago on 720 WGN. Theme music for our Star Force, Star Wars. Thanks, Ben. That was great. Ben had a good point to all of our Packers fans out there.
Yeah, Benny.
Ben, you wanted to say it so I don't get the arrows and they fire it at you instead of me because there's not enough room on my body to take another arrow. You wanted to bring up a good point about the Bears-Packers competition in 2025.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out that the Bears are undefeated against the Packers in 2025.
Nice.
Oh! Zing. Thank you, Benny.
Yeah, Mr. First Place. Right. by a half a game because you got a tie?
I don't know what undefeated means. I think it means, oh, yeah, they won. We're winning, and we're the winners.
Yeah.
Right now, we're number one. Winning.
Who's the loser? Against them.
Who did they tie with? I think the Cowboys. I think they tied with the Cowboys. And the Bears rolled them out of Soldier Field.
Just That's right.
312-981. Thanks for listening. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Okay, so we got speed round here, okay?
Yep. We're going to do our best.
We got our best here. We're going to go quick here. We got a texter up in Four Winds at Four Winds Casino in New Buffalo. He wants Mike's opinion about metal roofing. Mike, quick answer.
I like metal roofing. It provides good hail protection. It provides good fire protection. And it will last a lot longer than most shingle
roofs. We're going to say 50 years.
We're going to say 50.
I mean, really, 50 years. That's
it might look
roof.
A little dingy in 50, but
that's
it's
okay.
Going to
last. Paint it. You can paint it.
We're going to clear three text messages here for you, Ray. Please give the name and phone number of the attorney regarding student loans from 312-708-2119. Your name and your phone number.
Ray Kaplan, 312-294-8989. RayKaplan.com or FinancialRelief.com.
Two questions for you, Rich. We got three on the phone. We've got David, Bob, and Tom. Hang tight. And somebody just came in after, so we're going to get to that caller as well. Ask Rich how old you can be to get into the HVAC industry. Your opinion, Rich.
If you can find a summer job when you're 16, 17 at a shop, that'd be great. But to go into the apprenticeship, 18.
I think they're also thinking older age. Yeah, how old can
you be? Can a 30-year-old, a 40-year-old,
go into the HVAC industry?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
Got it.
Okay. I have a ductless carrier heater and AC about 2 years old. It does not get anywhere near the temp setting for the heat mode. Tom from Beverly, what should Tom from Beverly do?
Tom from Beverly should give me his name and number. I'll call him after the show and get him set up with a carrier dealer. The unit needs an adjustment. That's all it is. Shouldn't be a big deal.
That's a good system. Yeah, so the heat pump should totally last.
So there's something just not right with what's going on.
Yeah, it's not set right.
Got
thermostat.
Something it's different. In the unit, yeah.
Can you, Tony, could you come and fix the text line that I just screwed up for the fifth time during the show? There's a guy that had a texter question about a fireplace redo.
Can you read that? They were just talking about like a rough estimate.
Description is because a lot of our listeners have that same type of setup.
Yeah, it was down here. Yeah, I'll find it. Give me a second.
Okay, 312-981-7200. While we're waiting for that, we're going to go to line three. Bob in Door County. Bob up in Wisconsin. How can we help you?
Well, I was just going to make a comment about the current college loans. What I did was when my kids were born, I took out 529 accounts for each one of them. And when people, this is kind of loan avoidance. So when people would want to give them a birthday gift or whatever, it was, I'll take care of the birthday gift, throw $50 or whatever you were going to give. Into the 529.
Very smart.
And when my kids needed to go to college, I had $600,000.
Wow!
Yep.
And then one of them, there's five kids. So when one of them went to the military, one of the military academies, so that was free. And then my daughter went into the Army, and the Army paid for her last couple of years of college. So I have money left over that I can either give to them for masters, or the IRS has just allowed you to roll them into a Roth. And so I have it yet, so I haven't figured out what I'm going to do. But the point is that if you wait until you're 15 or 16, the kids are 15 or 16, and then look at, you know, how are we going to fund this? Well, guess what? You waited too long. I think what I did was, I think it was smart. I mean, I could have lived a lot differently with that $600,000, but I was able to put it aside, and there was no college loans at all for the kids.
Yeah.
And it's something to just look at.
No, it's a great suggestion, Bob, and we appreciate you calling. Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. You've got the it's great, right?
Yeah,
instead of start building dollar cost averaging, let the money grow over time. Any financial planner worth his or her salt will tell you that. Get it in.
The sooner the better. The younger the kids are, the better. And that's exactly the right plan. Start 529s for each kid. If one kid doesn't go or gets a scholarship, you can transfer it. Yep, absolutely.
That's what we did for all three of our daughters when they were born. As soon as we got Social Security, numbers. We started a 529 plan. Boom, right away, just like Bob did.
Right.
And my in-laws started saving money, and I had my father-in-law, it used to be on their birthdays. He put in $1,000, whatever it was. Yeah. I'm like, hey, Larry, why don't you dollar cost average it because you're missing? No, I did. And he switched it over.
Yeah. And grandparents can have 529s also, and then it doesn't count against the student when they're going to apply for loans on FAFSA. So it doesn't count against them in terms of diminishing what they qualify for.
Fantastic. You found the...
Texter. So...
Fireplace.
Yep. I have a large fire or gas fireplace, want to replace with a more modern looking one, right? Which is pretty common.
Mm-hmm.
Closer, flusher to the wall. Who can I call that does estimates, expected costs, 15-inch depth measurements, right? Smoothest, coolest answer is it does depend. It can be done. You can retrofit your current fireplace box and just change out the facade, change out the mantle, the limestone, change out the hearth. You could do all those things. The other option is you could pull everything and go with a whole new modern look, right? So let's call it anywhere from lowest cost, $10,000 for like a facelift, all the way to potentially $35,000, $40,000 if you get a crazy expensive system like a heatolator, and then you want this and you want real stone opposed to veneer. So it could get up there, right? And there is always a domino effect, right? So just bear that in mind. What kind of floor do you have? What's above it? What's around it? Is it even properly vented? So you got to look at all those factors. Lineman Chimney would be able to help as well.
Yeah.
Right.
They do it. That's what they do. Yeah. Correct. That's what they do.
So have them come out. They'll look at it. They'll inspect everything, see if everything looks good. And then I believe almost all their techs can actually give you a price right then and there on what it would be to change it.
And we will have Neil respond with Lindemann's information to that texter. We're going to go over to David in Round Lake. How are you, David?
David, how you doing? Quick question for you. So me and my wife met you last year, and I just wanted to first tell you we enjoyed ourselves at the Policeman's Blackhawks game for the Vest. Great cause. Really looking forward to doing it again this year.
Oh, thanks for coming, bud. Yeah.
It was a great time. My question is actually kind of a two-part question. Me and my wife are in the process of building our second home, probably a retiring home going forward. We're in the final process with the builder now, securing kind of the bids and the quotes and all that. Our next step would be securing a pre-construction loan or a construction loan.
Yep.
And my current banking institution that I've been with for about 30 years does offer that. But I was wondering if you did or if you can recommend a place. It seems rather difficult to find places that offer construction loans, banking institutions. Can you recommend somewhere to find a good lender for a construction loan? And
yeah.
Then the second part to that question is the current residence we live in, we built in 03. We're probably down to a year, maybe two, and it will be paid off probably in the $370,000, $380,000 range. Would you advise holding on to that as a long-term investment and use it as a rental property? Our fear was kind of capital gains and costs and expenses going forward for a house we don't live in. Or would you sell that and take with the money and the equity and put it on towards the new construction home, the new house we're looking
to offset the cost.
Is the new home going to be your primary residence?
It will be probably for the very long future.
Okay, so then the cheapest money you could borrow is the money that you borrow against your primary residence. Okay? So what I would do is look to leverage your primary, because it's going to cost you money out of your left pocket or right pocket. It's coming out of your pants, right? So construction loans, as you're finding, are not inexpensive. They have a lot of costs associated with them, right? So there's two ways to do it. You either do a cash out refinance of your current home. If you plan on keeping it and lock into a fixed rate loan, use that money to buy your new home, okay, and offset the cost of the construction loan, which will require less money. If you plan on selling it, you take out a line of credit, use that line of credit against your current home to fund the build on your new home. And then we take out a construction loan, whatever is necessary afterwards. If you should keep the home or sell the home, that's something you and your wife have to sit down and talk with your financial advisor. That's not an answer from me, a question you can ask me, but it's not. You shouldn't get an answer from me. You need to dive a lot deeper than we have in the next 10 seconds on the radio because I got to hit a break at the bottom of the hour. Okay, but I'll follow up with you off air after the show. We can talk more about it. Okay, Dave?
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right, buddy. Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. David in Winnetka has a tankless hot water question for Rich. He's been waiting for that call all show. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Real quick, the texter that had a question about Mr. Floor, I took a picture of your text, sent it to Igor. The question, the texter about needing a hot water tank, I took a picture of your text, sent it to Mike Epping. They'll be reaching out to you. So that's good. Federal student loans, RN at the University of Chicago.
Yeah.
You could help her as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I was calculating that payment, making some assumptions based on, you know, what I think the her daughter is making. Her payment should be around $300 to $400 a month, and after 10 years should get at least $40,000 in loans forgiven. So she should definitely give us a call so we can help her make sure she achieves that loan forgiveness, and it's tax free forgiveness.
Phone number.
312-294-8989.
Is it possible to do a reverse mortgage home in a trust? Yes, depends on the trust, but the answer is definite maybe. Dave and Winnetka, you got a question for Rich Dykstra about tankless water heater.
Yes.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Oh. Hey there. Oh, I'm on the air?
Yes, you're on the air. Welcome to Home Sweet Chicago.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Hey, I love the show. I listen to it all the time.
Thank you.
I have a water heater that's about to go out, and I had somebody over to discuss tankless water heaters. But I was told in this area, the water's so cold that comes in from Lake Michigan that it'll never heat up to the temperature you want. He actually recommended two of them. I'm like, that's expensive.
Right. That's not true.
We're not in Antarctica, right?
Yeah, that is totally...
Would you recommend a tankless water heater in this area?
A tankless water heater will work fine for you.
How about Alaska? Will it work well in Alaska,
well
Rich?
In Alaska,
okay, too. I just want to make sure.
Antarctica, it'll work.
I think their water is colder, right?
Yeah, a little bit colder.
Okay.
Yeah. No, that's he's feeding you a story. A tankless water heater will work fine for you.
A tankless water heater will work.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you like them?
Yeah, would you recommend them?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, they, especially if you have a family, they'll pay off in no time because you're not heating water that you're not using. I'd give Center Guard Plumbing a call.
I assume they come in different sizes.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
They'll
be
sized to
your house.
Yes.
They'll come out, see what you have, see what you, if you have a jacuzzi, whatever, and they'll size it properly for your home. But I would give Center Guard Plumbing a call and have them come out.
And they last another, you have any idea the
If you take care of them, I mean, there's maintenance involved with them. They have to be
serviced
every year. It's about 150 to 200 a year to do that, but it'll last a lifetime.
And the amount of gas that you're saving and the energy that you're saving,
everything.
Right? It all pays off.
Plus, you'll never run out of hot water, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah. Are they more expensive generally?
Yes.
Yeah. They are.
Yes.
To install,
All right. So, Dave, hang on. Neil will pick you up and get you Mr. Epping's phone number at Senegar Plumbing. Okay, buddy? Okay, hang on for that. 312-981-7200.
I got a question.
Go ahead.
So what we have ran into before, Rich, is gas line size and power for the tankless. Sometimes customers have to upgrade their gas line. Is that?
It depends on how big of a unit. Yeah, it's usually they don't have to. The gas piping is critical.
Yeah,
you know the half inch pipe will handle a small one, but then usually you have to go up to a 3/4 or 1 inch.
That's what I thought. And they might not have that.
They might have to bump their meter if they have a generator, monster generator like Mr. Hockford.
Sure. So they're, right? Yeah.
Genrec.
Yeah.
Got service. Thank you.
Thank you for doing it.
Yeah.
Because that's a good idea.
Dave
came
out and serviced
her. When you need it. And that's just a PSA for any listener out there that has a generator or a tankless water heater.
Yep.
They have to be serviced annually.
Absolutely.
Right. So this is another one of those annual costs that, hey, just accept the reality. You want it looked at now because if it breaks, it's really expensive.
Going to cost you more down the road.
You want to sit in the dark or don't you?
Okay, that too. There right. Well, it depends.
Well, one thing that a friend of mine before I met you, this was 20 years ago when they were coming into vogue. Right. And I was I'm like, hey, my water heater had gone out. I didn't know Epping. I didn't know
you. You knew nothing.
I knew nothing.
You were in the scrap
industry. Right.
Yeah.
So I called him up. I'm like, hey. What do you think of these hot tankless water heaters? She's like, they're great, but you'll never get your kids or your wife out of the shower.
That's funny.
That's probably true. That was a direct
My quote. Kids will definitely take warmer. Like
Longer.
They will not be as efficient.
My wife has the heat. Literally, her skin peels off. When
yeah,
she
comes out. I like that too.
I do not.
I do.
I do. Really, not.
It, me right? Too. It's just crazy. Like steam everywhere.
Yes. Guys, oh yeah. It's the best.
I love it.
Yeah. Same. Yeah. If my skin's red out of the shower, I know I did a good job.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
What,
I know.
Are you sure. from the Serengeti?
I mean, like, almost too scolding. Hot to even tolerate.
Yes. Yeah. Or it actually feels cold. That's how hot it is. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Does your wife keep the pool heater up high?
No, my mother-in-law does. Yeah. 90 friggin' degrees.
Well, they're on thermal, so that doesn't matter.
No,
right?
It does matter.
Dave's like, I'm going to heat my whole house no matter what.
Yeah. Whoa. Listen, these are big world problems for a big shooter like me. It's 105 degrees out. She's got it jacked up to 90.
I see.
And she's got a full body suit on. I'm like, whose house is this? I'm like, you know, I'm throwing in.
I wanted to jump in a refreshing
pool.
Yeah, now I can't.
I don't want to jump into a flipping hot tub.
Sure. Exactly.
And my mother-in-law, it's still too cold for her. I'm like, why don't you go take a shower for 120 degrees in my bedroom? All right, 312-981-7200. I just want to throw this out there. I am hosting the Black Friday show for Bob Surratt.
Thank you.
I am looking for ideas from our listeners as to the topics that they would like to hear on the Black Friday show that I am hosting the day after Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's fun.
For Bob Surratt from 6 to 10. I'm hosting the morning show. I think this is my fourth or fifth year. I haven't screwed it up too bad that they keep inviting me back, and I'm very thankful for that. So text in right now, 312-981-7200, what you would like me to do during the show, and all the Packers fans, don't say stay in bed and let somebody else do it. All right, I already got that couple of those in there already. So I want ideas from what our listeners would like, who you would like me to invite on the show.
That's fun.
And talk about.
Yeah.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Lynn in Westmont, you got a great question for the great Rich Dykstra.
Yes, I have my laundry room's on the second floor. I do not have a basement. So my heater, hot water heater, is on the second floor. I would like to get a hot water tankless, but I was told because it's on the second floor and it's not on an outside wall that I cannot have one.
True or false? True?
False.
Yeah,
false. You can absolutely have one. The venting would, we'd have to work out the venting on it.
Can't that just go out the roof?
It can go out the roof, straight up through the roof, and it'd be no issue. We just have to check the gas, you know, gas piping and that for sizing.
Now,
that's critical.
Now, does it depend on a particular brand? Like, not all brands will allow for that? Or you're saying all brands?
All brands.
Okay, yeah.
All brands, you
so,
can do it.
Baloney.
That's good to know. Yeah. I've been wanting one, but I went with the traditional one because I was told not. But
that's probably what they had on the truck, Lynn.
Yeah. <You know? laughs>
Can you vent it out the wall?
I'm sorry. Oh, did they? Okay. They had to go buy one. Got it.
Can you vent it out the wall? Can you vent it out the wall?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So did you just put it?
The outside wall is next to my garage, which has a cathedral ceiling. So I know there's room if you have to do work.
Sure. It'd be no problem at all to put it, install one.
When did you put in the hot water tank?
Maybe during the pandemic.
Okay.
Okay. Give it another 5 years, and we'll replace that one.
So here again, I got to go hit a break because Benny's looking at me. Please call Center Guard Plumbing if you have any questions about plumbing challenges. What you want to do with water tanks, hot non tanks, or what do they call tankless?
Tankless.
You know, whatever. Please, these guys are the real deal. They're like everybody on the show. We're not shoehorning you into anything. We're telling you what you should do. And if you want to use us, great. If you don't, great. But we're not going to try to sell you something. We're giving you advice. It's honest advice. You could contact anybody on the show and use them, or you could take it. It's portable and use it and go to somebody else, right? That's why we're here every Saturday. We just want to answer your questions and knock down all of these myths that our listeners are being told lies and untruths one after the other.
WGN 24/7 every day.
Well, you're a P1, and we love you.
So, you know, but I'm just going to say Monday morning. Is that when you start, Bob Surratt?
Friday after Thanksgiving, Black Friday.
Okay, I'll strap my seatbelt and enjoy the ride.
All right, nice. You got it. Would you like me to do a segment for you on anything special?
I'm thinking I'll let you know. What do we do, text you, email?
Yeah, text me 773-456-6526. That's my cell phone, right?
Okay.
Or just send me an email, david@56david.com. I'm taking recommendations.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. I like it.
All right.
I appreciate your time.
All right. You hang out for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product. We're going to hit a break, and then we're going to wrap it up and do a toast to Joe after these messages.
Heat Home Chicago.
Mega Pros, Joe Mega Pros, Home Improvement.
Home! Yeah! Oh, just improvement?
Just improvement.
That's cool.
You sent me a text Saturday morning. You're doing all right?
I'm doing excellent.
Or were you just intimidated by Wendy Snyder?
She does scare me.
Are you kidding me?
Like, she's professional and she wants you to say the right thing at the right time.
She's got 35, 40 years of experience.
Like a real radio show.
Right.
I have no business being on a real radio show.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
God.
Love it.
Love it.
Love it.
It's like it's...
It's so cool. It's so cool to hear his just voice, right? Like it's
with all the drops?
Yes. Love it. God. Love it. Well, just... There's still recordings of it.
There's still recordings.
Still get it.
And...
It's pretty sweet.
Can I just reiterate to regurgitate or just say that's probably... The first time I talked to your dad about being on the radio,
mm-hmm.
I was moving the show from one station to another station. I was changing it up. And I wanted to go from a mortgage show to a home improvement show. Could you pass this to John? Because I know he loved your dad as well.
Yeah. John, we're going to force you to drink tequila. Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry.
Doing a shot for Joe. It's his third anniversary.
And look, he just, meh, okay.
And,
yeah.
Hang on. I got to bring you up. Boom. Yeah. There you go. It's so I'm driving on the Edens, passing Auto House on Edens. And I called in. Dad calls me back. I go, hey, Joe, my name is David Hochberg. I know who you are. I hear your stuff all the time.
You yell. That's what you do.
Yeah.
You yell. You're the guy that yells, right?
I love your stuff, Dave. Yeah. You're great. I'm like, all right, I'm going to do the show. I'm moving the show. He's like, I listened to the show. I'm looking to do this. I'm looking for a home improvement expert. I'm in. I'm like, Joe, I haven't even told you anything about the show. I don't care. I know you. I know what you do. I'm in.
I like it.
Okay. So I'm like, all right, well, why don't you come on the other station, one of our last shows over there, kind of like what I did with you, Dykstra, over across the river, and came on. He was there. He crushed it. He was on the show for 2 hours, and he started getting calls, and he went to one of the calls, and the guy goes, you're MegaPros Joe.
That's good.
He's like, yeah, and nobody had ever, I called him MegaPros Joe on that show when he was on. It just shot out of my mouth, right? MegaPros Joe, you got to call line 5, Tom and whatever with whatever. So the guy goes, he goes to the guy's house, guy opens the door, and he started talking because Joe had a unique voice. And the guy looks at him and goes, you're MegaPros Joe. He's like, yeah. He's like, I listened to Dave Hochberg and you were on the show. You were great. And you wound up doing whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
He was so excited. Okay. So excited. Calls me up. He couldn't wait to get out of the.
You're not going to believe this, Dave.
Dave, yeah. Unbelievable thing happened. I'm like, what's up, Joe? He's like, caller, call me MegaPros Joe. I'm like, yeah. He's like, you're the only person that ever called me MegaPros Joe. So that was the launch of.
It stuck.
That was the launch of MegaPros Joe Hogel.
Yep.
And you loved him.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It was just a couple days before he passed. He did a Zoom tour of my house.
That's right.
With me.
Yeah. Right.
And we walked
through. I
remember
that.
The mirror in our vanity hits our sink. He's like, you lived in that house for 2 years and your mirror vanity is still hitting your sink? That's a $15 fix. Yeah. And then we went down and he asked me what I was putting in my garbage disposal. I told him I had put a chicken wing down there and he roasted me for about 25 minutes in true fashion. Great man. Great man.
All right, well, let's go around. Everybody say goodbye and then we'll have a toast at the end. Rich Dykstra, Hall of Fame, Carrier, Air Conditioning, Heating and Air Conditioning, Savant.
Extraordinaire.
Extraordinaire. Extraordinaire. A nugget of knowledge on the way out, buddy.
Okay. Just make sure you change your filters. And if you have any questions about any HVAC, give me a call, 708-417-7391.
Ray Kaplan, the student loan expert. I call assassin. She doesn't like that. Attorney on the show.
She's just assassinating loans.
She's
killing. That's it. Let's just be clear. She's an attorney that's assassinating loans.
It's not a good word these days, David.
I get it. It's just loans, though. Come on.
I know.
Okay. Mr. Let's Get Legal over there.
Look,
Well, you might not want to say that. I'm the host of Let's Get Legal, and we talk about these things. The nugget of knowledge on the way out.
Very important time for student loan borrowers and Parent PLUS loan borrowers. Please do not wait until the summer to take action. Let's take action now and get you rolled into your legacy rules so that you preserve low payments and forgiveness options. If you don't know and you don't want to make a mistake, give us a call at 312-294-8989 or visit us at financialrelief.com.
Mike Houston on the way out.
Also a very important time to inspect the exterior perimeter of your home, roof, siding, gutters, windows, and such. Please give us a call at 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com, and all estimates are free.
MegaPros Jeremy, MegaPros Home Improvement.
MegaPros.com.
I just want to thank all our listeners for listening, even the Packers fans. So, yes. So thank you very much. If your hoses are still connected to your house,
silk cocks,
please disconnect them today, because it is going to snow and it will get cold and it could freeze. Might not get that cold, but please just disconnect it. We're done gardening. Right. Disconnect your hose.
I did mine 3 weeks ago. Great. Last time I was on with Mike Epping. Thank you. I went home.
Great.
And I told Elise, I'm hooking everything. She's like, why? I'm like, I'm doing
if
it.
If you have a shutoff valve for the inside of your hoses, there's a water pipe and you should have a shutoff valve, please shut those off too. That's a good idea. If you don't, send us a picture. We're happy to help.
And call Blue Sky, because you're probably going to need them.
You might need them, because then your stuff's going to freeze. So yeah, please disconnect hoses and make sure you shut off your water to your hose lines if you can.
Especially if you're getting ready to snowbird it out of here.
Absolutely, if you're getting ready to snowbird. Correct.
All right. If you're looking to purchase a new home, refinance your existing home, 855-563-2843. Go to 56david.com. We raise our cups, our micro shots. To the great memory of Joe Hogel. He was a great man while he was here, and he's still a great man overseeing us every Saturday. We do the show. May his memory be an eternal blessing. We love you, buddy. And L'chaim.
L'chaim.
All right. Everybody, thanks for listening. Let's get legal with a partially drunk John Hanson coming up next after these messages.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogel from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. Michael Houston from Lindholm Roofing and Ray Kaplan of the Kaplan Law Firm. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.